Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a Crowd podcast.
It's Quiz Chat Repeat, the UK's only and therefore best daily quiz podcast. Every episode, we ask a different person 12 questions for a maximum of 15 points. Let's get quizzing. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver, and this is the TV and film round. This week's guest is comedian Sarah Keyworth. Welcome, Sarah. Sarah is a woman who is allergic to avocados, so just keep them away from her, all right? We have 12 questions, again, all about the big and small screens. Let's quiz Sarah, shall we?
Let's do it.
Question number one. Who is the presenter of the current series of Supermarket Sweep?
Oh, my Lord. I have not got the foggiest.
Do you remember who's done it in the past? The legends that have graced that stage.
Yeah, I do, but I cannot remember his name either.
Supermarket Sweep. Who? What kind of person would they get in for that?
I want to say like Rylan or something.
Correct, Sarah.
Are you joking?
No.
Oh my Lord.
It's Rylan.
Really?
He's everywhere.
That's just purely like, who would I put in that role?
Well, there you go. You had the same thinking as the casting of Supermarket Sweep. Great answer is Rylan Clark Neal. Question number two. The Legend of Bagger Vance, starring Will Smith, not his greatest film, is a film about which sport?
I don't know. I've never heard of that.
It wasn't
so I'm going to say. American football? Absolutely no idea.
It was actually golf. The correct answer we were looking for was golf. I mean,
yes.
That's what I mean.
God,
Will Smith.
What a boring sounding film.
Right? Why was that made? Question number three. Oh, yes. Now we're talking. Excellent Adventure, Bogus Journey, and Face the Music are the three film titles starring which fictional comedy film duo?
Oh God, what a film. Bill and Ted.
Ah, oh,
Keanu
Sarah.
Reeves.
I know, and the
absolute
other one.
Legend.
And the other one.
And the other guy.
And the other guy. Ted. No, Keanu's Ted. Bill and Ted is correct. Question number four. Which action film franchise is centered around a character called Ethan Hunt?
It's Tom Cruise, isn't it? It's Mission Impossible.
Correct. The answer is Mission Impossible.
Tell you what, never seen any of them.
I know. How the hell do you know he's called Ethan Hunt? I didn't.
I've got no idea.
Just knew. Okay. Yes. Blooming correct. Question number five. Which of these TV shows was broadcast first? All right. Let's really think about this, Sarah. The Inbetweeners or Skins?
Skins.
Correct. And you were only about 10. What were you doing watching Skins?
Oh, I was 10, but also gay. So very fascinated by Skins.
You were like, this is the show for me.
Got to sneak downstairs and get that on demand.
2007. Blooming hell. The Inbetweeners didn't hit the small screen till 2008. Question number six, Sarah Keyworth. What 1999 film was the last one that Stanley Kubrick directed? It's another Tom Cruise.
No idea.
If you're...
Tom Cruise. I can't think of any... what other films has he done? Top Gun?
He's done a few more. But no, this was his... this was Eyes Wide Shut, the ridiculous film that Stanley Kubrick made with Tom and his wife at the time, Nicole Kidman. And it was all very sort of sexual film noir. I never saw it, so I wouldn't want to comment. Question number seven. Which film production company has a boy fishing from the moon as its logo? This is one of my favourites.
I know this. It's DreamWorks, isn't it?
Absolutely, it is DreamWorks. I have a real soft spot for those things. Like, even the Disney, like, the stars around the palace, it just gets me still. Touchstone, that stupid blue circle. That gets me.
The Roaring Lion.
The Roaring Lion.
What's that? Is that Warner? No,
it's MGM, and then there's I think that's 20th Century Fox. Yeah. Good times. Anyway, question number 8. In Rick and Morty, how old is Morty?
This is annoying because I have not watched it, and my cousin is like obsessed in the next room and is a big Rick and Morty fan.
I feel like I want to ask them and see if they get it right.
Is it one of those ones where it's just that it would surprise you?
Can you shout?
All right.
Jack?
Yeah.
In Rick and Morty, how old is Morty?
Yes, correct. Yes, he is a fan.
Did you hear his answer?
Yeah, he said like 14. Tell him he's absolutely correct.
Is he correct?
Yes.
Oh my god, he's gonna be delighted with that. 14 years old. Do I get the point, or does
yes,
he get?
Yes, you
a point
do
now?
Because you're related to him.
Great. That's Jack Keyworth, everybody. Absolute
Jack Keyworth, biggest Rick and Morty fan in town. Correct, Jack. Question number 9, back to you, Sarah. In the horror film The Ring, what is the name of the girl who comes out of television screens and petrifies her victims?
Do you know what? I don't know, and I've never watched it. And I watched the scary movie, like spoof of it, when I was a kid at a sleepover, and I didn't sleep for about 2 weeks. And for the scary movie version, so I don't know.
So you've stayed far away from it, quite. Intentionally.
I've got a sense of what it is. It's a bit of an odd name, isn't it? But Liz. Liz,
the weirdo that comes out the telly. She's called Samara, which sounds more like, you know. Anyway,
that is a bit more daunting than Liz, isn't it? We wouldn't take it seriously otherwise.
But I don't want to take you back to your ring trauma, so let's move on. The correct answer was Samara. Question number 10. For 1 point, Sarah, can you name any channel belonging to the network UK TV?
UK TV.
God, let me give you a clue. They really own all the bad stuff.
All the bad stuff.
Like all those weird channels on Sky, you go, what?
My brain has just completely gone blank for the weird ones. No, do you know what? Just tell me.
Okay, they own the big behemoth that is UK TV. They own Dave, Yesterday, Drama, Eden, Gold, W, Alibi. I mean, these are just those weird ones after 200.
Yeah.
Okay, question number 11. Doing very well, though. Very well. In the Lord of the Rings and Hobbit franchises, can you name the two actors that portrayed Bilbo Baggins for 2 points?
So it's Martin Freeman who plays in The Hobbit.
Absolutely correct. Do you remember the elder gentleman who we lost recently?
Do you know what? That other bloke.
He's kind of an iconic actor, Sarah.
I know he is. I can't call him that other bloke, can I?
He's a bloody sir, I think.
Sir. Oh, man, I feel so stressed. I just don't pay attention to men, Nikita.
Do you know what? I don't see him. I don't see him sexually. I don't see him.
Yeah.
Poor old.
They all look the same.
Okay, I'll put you out of your misery. It was the darling actor, Sir Ian Holm. Absolute wonderful actor. Question number 12. This is your final.
Do you know what? I would have just taken a punt on Ian, but I had no idea about his surname.
Oh, really? Did Ian ring true to you? That's good.
He looked like an Ian, didn't he?
He does look like Ian, doesn't he? All right, final question. Can you name the first three sequels to the 2002 action film The Bourne Identity for 3 points?
Do you know what? No, I cannot. I haven't seen any of them.
Fair enough.
I can't. What an anticlimactic way to end.
Well,
I couldn't tell you a single. I couldn't.
I can give you a clue. They all start with The Bourne something.
The Bourne.
And then they just have sort of big words that don't mean anything after them. Like, I'll give you one. The Bourne Ultimatum. I mean, okay. The Bourne Supremacy. The Bourne. And then the final one was The Bourne Legacy. And we didn't see any of them, did we?
It's just silly, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just silly, isn't it?
I love calling that massive franchise just a bit of fun. Just a bit of silly fun.
It's only silly.
At the end of that round, you scored 7 points. We'll talk you through your points after this break.
Welcome along to a brand new podcast called 21st Century Football, a complete guide. Well, so far that is. This podcast is all about celebrating the best of the world's most beautiful game, but only if it happened in the 21st century. This series is all about championing the greatest footballers of the last 20 years. Each week we'll have a variety of hosts, including YouTube star Statman Dave Stephen Tries.
Got that underwear range.
You've got a pair on now, haven't you, Stephen?
No. I soiled mine this morning.
And myself, Will Brazier, will also feature radio legend Adam Brown. Find us on your regular podcasting sites, as well as our brand new YouTube channel. Search 21st Century Football.
It sound right, boy.
So you've got 23 points for the week so far, Sarah. But I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about Bill and Ted.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, okay. Because I was really scared you'd be like, I have not the foggiest. And then you, like, because when you know Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure and Bogus Journey, you know things like Bogus Journey was actually better than Excellent Adventure, I think.
Yeah, no, I agree, actually. I do agree with you. I don't know why. I think I should be too young for Bill and Ted, but weirdly, my dad used to get me and my brother sort of a lot of like stoner movies when we were kids. Like one of my favourite films when I was about 8 was Dude, Where's My Car?
Oh my God. Your dad is such a laugh.
It's very fun.
How far did he take it? Did you end up watching Cheech and Chong or did we leave it there?
No, we did not get that far, unfortunately.
We left it at Dude, Where's My Car? Fair enough. What's he called again? Fran. We're getting him on soon.
Good old Fran. Yeah, you've had Jack. Now you're getting a bit Fran.
Jack,
yeah.
Fran. All the keywords. Thank you so much for involved. Sarah and all of her family members for playing today. That was Quiz Chat Repeat. For your third Connector Clue of the week, we're looking for a UK TV sports network that launched in 2013. A UK TV sports network that launched in 2013. There'll be a connection to the answers from earlier this week, and we'll be back tomorrow for your fourth and final clue. I'll see you then.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.